الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا صدق الله العظيم. وعن شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله رواه الترمذي. In this world of materialism and understanding that society has made everything in around us to be something to do with cause and effect. Materialism is something that is fighting and battling with a mu'min and a believer all the time. Unfortunately, the state of affairs of the ummah today is such that whatever happens in the world, whatever happens to our children, whatever is to do with the future, we have connected it to cause and effect. If my child studies and he gets a degree, and thereafter he gets a very good job, he opens up a good business, he will be successful. On the contrary, if my child does not study, if my child does not work hard, he will not get a job. He will not be successful. And he will be somebody that people will not look up to. A businessman who is successful, when he plays or gives down his events of life, he will say, it was my hard work, it was my time, it was my effort, it was the sweat that I had put in for my business to be successful. And if it was not for all of this, then look at my colleagues and friends. None of them have successful businesses like me. None of them have reached such level of financial stability that I have reached. This world and understanding of cause and effect is the way of Shaitan. It is the way of Qarun, where everything a person sees in this world, he relates and connects it to something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to unfold on this earth is through his command. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, a great commentator of the Quran Kareem, under the verse that we recited, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ from Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah at large, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ, that remember your Rabb, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا نَسِيتَ, whenever you forget, whenever you are negligent. وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have good thoughts, positive thoughts, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will guide you to something that is far better. So after much discussion and explanation, he mentions that the purpose of these kind of ayat in the Qur'an Kareem, and specifically these verses where Allah Ta'ala is reminding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the general ummah at large about the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, is so that every every person should within his foresight, and every person should within his iman and belief, understand that everything that happens on this earth is not because of cause and effect, but it is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the purpose of creation of mankind was the same. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should become our primary focus and objective. If a person uses the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him for the pleasure and happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these bounties will be amongst those that will benefit him in the hereafter. So no matter what condition a person is going through, no matter what a person's status is, no matter where your child is at this very moment, then know very well that wherever he is going to be and wherever he is, wherever you are and wherever you are going to be, wherever we are and wherever we will be, as far as this world is concerned, is all to do with the command and plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recklessness surrounded by the mentality of society is such that we want our daughters, our children, our sons to run and chase behind this world. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه وعالما أو متعلما. That the entire world and what it contains is ملعون. The curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are upon this world. And وما والاه ملعون ما فيها, and whatever is in this world is cursed. So the luxuries that a person is chasing behind, that is useless. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, citing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about the insignificance of this world. He mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ مَالِي مَالِي. That a servant goes around saying, this belongs to me, that belongs to me, this is my wealth, this is my investment, these are my properties, these are my businesses, etc. But what is for Ibn Adam? What is for Ibn Adam? Only three things. What he ate, whatever benefited him stayed within him, whatever was of uselessness went out. Whatever he wore, he benefited from that clothing that was his for that period of time, and thereafter it was discarded. And whatever he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the investment of the hereafter, that is what is his. Anything besides that, you're going to leave it behind. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates an incident that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. أَيُّكُمْ يُحِبُّ أَنَّ مَالَ وَارِثِهِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ Who amongst you loves the wealth of his heir more than his own wealth? Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, none of us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if that is the condition and situation that you love your own wealth more than the wealth of your heirs, then in reality the only wealth that belongs to you is what you have invested in the hereafter. Because whatever wealth the person possesses and leaves behind, that is the wealth of his heir. So how can you attach your heart to something that you will part from? Therefore, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be engraved within our lives in such a way, in such a manner, that every condition and situation, we are viewing it with the lens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole commander. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is letting anything happen in this world that is happening. He is stopping what is going to stop and what has stopped in this world. It is through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that anything will happen in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion had ordered the Ahlul Bayt to slaughter an animal and distribute some of the meat. Upon coming back when the command was fulfilled, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is left and what has been given? So one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that we have given out and distributed all the meat except for this shank, this piece of meat that is beloved to you. So the front leg of a sheep, the shank of the front leg of the sheep was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left little bit for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded them that whatever has been given out in the path of Allah as charity from this animal, that is indeed what is left. And as far as this piece of meat is concerned, we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for consuming it. So the wealth and the possession that we have put forward in the hereafter, that is what will matter for a servant. That is what is really the investment that we should look forward to. In this day of materialism, in these days of cause and effect, there are so many various platforms of investments that are opening up. And the Muslim Ummah is being gripped by these investments without finding out, without understanding, without knowing whether these portfolios are halal or haram, whether these portfolios are Sharia compliant or not. And the tragedy is, after we get involved in it, after we amass a huge amount of wealth from it, that is only when we will come and we will ask whether this is halal or haram. That is only when we will come and we will think whether we have to give zakat on it or not. Cryptocurrencies, bitcoins, forex trading, and you name it. So many platforms of investments that the people are running to and looking forward to. Yet we have forgotten the investments of the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith sharif also that we recited, he mentions two groups of people, one that is intelligent and one that is foolish. So the intelligent one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. That the intelligent person is that one who suppresses his desires. أي قهر على نفسه. He suppresses his desires. And وعمل لما بعد الموت, he prepares for the hereafter. The commentators of hadith have defined al-kayyis as al-aqil, an intelligent person, al-mutabassir, al-nadhir fi al-umur wal-awaqib. That a person who very closely studies the result of what he is going to involve himself in. If I am going to carry out this transaction, is it beneficial for me or not? Is it halal or is it haram? Is it something that I need or I don't need? Is it something that will benefit me in the hereafter or not? If I carry out these acts of worship, are they in accordance to Sharia? If I carry out these actions, are they in accordance to Sharia? Are they in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He prepares for the hereafter. He makes sure that the hereafter is in front of him. Whatever he is doing every single day, he reminds himself of the hereafter. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on three various occasions, same ayat is repeated, reminding us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل نفس ذائقة الموت. In juz number 4, 17 and 21, Allah Ta'ala repeats the same sentence. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. that every soul shall taste death. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Wherever you may be, death is going to come to you. So the preparation for the hereafter begins with the preparation of death. If a person does not prepare himself with the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the departure from this world, then he is not truly preparing for the hereafter. Many of us, our condition is such that only when we go in Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj and Umrah, that is when we will worry about our wills and whether we are going to pass away there or not. What about before going for a holiday, wasting money to places of vice and sin? At that time, does this thought not cross our minds? Yes, the positivity is there, the goodness is there, the hope is there that Allah Ta'ala should take our lives in Mubarak lands. But at the same time, when a person is going to other places of vice and evil, spending money out of bounds, israf and wastage, at that time don't we remember death? At that time don't we remember that we have to meet Allah Ta'ala? At that time doesn't it come to our minds, what if we pass away in these places? This is because there is negligence and ghaflat in a person's heart. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is not there. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah further, on commentating on this verse of the Quran Kareem, then mentions that the wisdom behind the adhkar and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala on a daily basis, that is also prescribed by the mashayikh, is so that the heart continuously remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that whatever a person is going to do, the name of Allah Ta'ala will be at the forefront. I want to message this person. What should I tell him? What are the words that I'm going to use? Keeping in mind that Allah Ta'ala is watching what I'm writing. I want to speak to someone keeping in mind Allah Ta'ala is hearing what I'm going to say. I'm getting involved in this business, in this transaction, keeping in mind Allah Ta'ala is watching me. If a person's life is governed by the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and remembrance is within a person's heart, then that person will be amongst the dhakireen. That person will be amongst the intelligent people. That person will ponder and he will be worried that one day I have to answer for whatever I am doing. Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ That take stock of yourselves. What have you done? In my life, if I have done something good, then alhamdulillah. If I have done and committed vice and evil, have I made tawbah from it or not? قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا Before Allah ta'ala takes you to task. وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ Prepare yourself for the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, cites his quotation, الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَ وَالْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَ وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا This world is coming to an end. Our lives are getting closer to the hereafter. And this world and the hereafter both have subjects and children. Be from the children of the hereafter, do not be from the children of this world. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep a person alert. Allah ta'ala is watching me. Every step that I take in my life, Allah ta'ala is well aware of it. On the contrary, a person that is engrossed in the luxuries and the life of this world, negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is as good as a dead person. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ A person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only dhikrun bil lisan, not only the awrad and wazaif that a person carries out, but dhikrun bil qalb as well. A person remembers Allah ta'ala at any given moment. Before he carries out an action, his sight is such, his foresight is such that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Allah Ta'ala is with me wherever I may go. Allah Ta'ala can take me to task whenever he wants. So a person who has this quality of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala within him, then that person is fit to be alive. On the contrary, a person that is negligent of the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, forget about the heart, not even by the tongue he remembers Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then what will his condition be? What is he good for in this world? He's as good as a dead person, the hadith says. Going back to the hadith of the intelligent person and a foolish person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا. A foolish person is one who follows his desires. وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. After following his desires, he has high hopes and aspirations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What hope does he have? إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah ta'ala is most merciful. Allah ta'ala loves to forgive. But at the same time, this very servant forgets that Allah ta'ala is also شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah ta'ala can take a person to task with severity. Allah ta'ala's punishment can be difficult for a person. So a person should always remember, should always ponder, should always have at the forefront that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be my primary objective. And deen should be my primary objective. A few months ago, an elderly man came with his 36-year-old daughter for a meeting. What's the agenda? Why are we meeting? My daughter is a chartered accountant. I have handed over my business to her. But the tragedy is, she cannot even read the kalima. So much of effort I put into her life, and I made sure that she's on a pedestal that nobody can question her. Her finances are up to date. She's got a beautiful penthouse that oversees the ocean, a swimming pool, everything she got. But now reality is kicking in. My daughter can't read kalima. She's a Muslim by name, but she can't read kalima. How much have we diverted? How much have we diverted from concentrating on deen, concentrating on the hereafter for ourselves and our children? Five years ago was the drama of COVID. A 57-year-old doctor came to visit me. He says to me, 5 years ago, I used to go to work listening to music. Come back home listening to music. Tilawat of Quran, I didn't even know how to read one word. Person doesn't know how to read Quran, where is his salah going to be? Then the musibat comes, then the difficulties come. That is when we will rush to this amil and this molana for this ta'wiz and that ta'wiz. This man, a doctor, is now 12 days in the hospital. It's the peak of COVID. He has no idea what he's going to do. He comes back home. Allah Ta'ala grants him hidayat. This musibat that had afflicted him opens his eyes. He tells his 11-year-old daughter at the time, Betty, I don't know how to read Quran. Teach me how to read Quran. He said, I was clean shaven. This beard that you see was never in my life. 5 years ago when this difficulty came, and I started thinking, what will my children eat? I'm in the hospital bed. My wife also had COVID. 11-year-old daughter, 16-year-old son, all alone at home. But in the midst of this difficulty that myself and my wife went through, Allah took care of my daughters. Allah opened my eyes through this difficulty that I went through. How many difficulties have we been through? Yet we are the same person that we were yesterday. The month of Ramadan just ended. Am I the same person after the month of Ramadan that I was before the month of Ramadan? What has changed in my life? How many more difficulties should I see? How much more should Allah Ta'ala open my eyes? Oh, how much more should Allah Ta'ala put me into difficulty so that I can open my eyes and see the reality of this world? Hope is there. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will never leave us alone. Yes, a person needs to make some effort to change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a revolution in a person's life when he makes that firm intention to change himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the dhakireen, make us amongst those that have focus and sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that he is aware of our every step and breath. And not make us amongst those that are negligent. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.